Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. Last week, Odyssey and Children's Hospital, Manning's Children's Hospital, we had the Light Up the Season Radiothon for 2025. We were able to enjoy spending 3 days out there visiting with not only patients, their families, physicians, administration, talking about the incredible things that are going on at that facility. And it's one of my favorite shows of the year. You get choked up. You see miracles that are right there in front of you that are going on, and the incredible work and how this team is just so dialed in to taking care of our kids. I mean, you don't have to say anything else, right? And we're joined by Jessica Brandt, chairman of the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation, and Lou Fragoso, the president and CEO of Manning's Family Children's Hospital. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Welcome.
So, Lou, let's start with you real quick. What an incredible opportunity, incredible experience last week, learning about all of the things that you guys are on the leading edge of pediatric care, not only here in the city, but around the country.
Well, thank you, Newell. And I just want to say thank you guys for all being there. What an incredible week last week. The fifth annual Manning Family Children's Light Up the Season Radiothon. Like you said, it is one of my favorite times of the year, and having you guys out is just always such a joy. You do such a great job of sharing the story of the amazing work that happens here, thanks to our physicians and our care teams. But you also said something really important is, you know, we can't do the work that we do without the amazing support of our community. People like Jessica Brandt. Jessica and I were just talking before this, and, you know, she has been one of the biggest champions. She knows what we do here, the important work that we do. We say yes to every child every time, regardless of a family's ability to pay. And we are just so thankful for your listeners, the community support, and people like Jessica Brandt who make it all possible. So just thank you so much for having us on. And it was just an absolute joy. And it was a huge, huge week for us.
Absolutely. So many things going on. Let's go to Jessica. Jessica, you were the presenting sponsor again this year, the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. You know my connection to you guys. I've always appreciated the relationship, but really always thought about the role that y'all played in so many different endeavors. And obviously this one at Manning's Children's Hospital has to be top of the list.
Newell, it absolutely is. Everything that this hospital and this family that is involved in this hospital, and when I say family, I mean the doctors, the nurses, the facilitators, even down to the people that come in to just mop the floor. They are all family. They love these children. They will do whatever they need to do to help any and every child that is in need. And it's a true commitment. It's not just words. It is a true commitment from every single person there.
You know, when we talk about commitment, Lou, and that Jessica talks about, it's so true. I earlier mentioned being on the cutting edges so much with research and being, you know, really trailblazers on many different fronts. That wouldn't happen but for the engagement of the community and coming together, everyone coming together as an incredible team.
You know, well, I mean, you're so right. I mean, if you think about some of the things that just happened even this year, you think about what we're doing in sickle cell. We are one of only a handful of children's hospitals in the entire country now that offers a cure for our kids that have sickle cell disease. And that is so important because, one, we take care of the most kids in the country that have sickle cell disease. It is a horrible disease, a disease as old as time itself. And then now, to have a cure for these kids, this disease robs kids of 30 years of life. It causes organ failure, you know, multiple ER visits a year, admissions to the hospital, and to now have hope that they can live a life without pain, have a future, and be able to grow up and enjoy their entire future, graduations, birthdays. I mean, it's just literally, we're not just healing, but we're giving dreams back. And that's what's happening right here at your Children's Hospital. And all of that is just thanks to the support of our community, supporters like Jessica Brandt, like you, Newell. It's just, it's amazing to see what's happening here. We truly have a treasure in this hospital for our community.
Lou, I was out of town this weekend, so I was unable to ride in the Christmas parade. But although the weather didn't cooperate on Saturday, but I understand it went off on Sunday. Is that correct?
Yes, Newell, you know what? You can't rain on our parade. You know, we just adjusted. It's what we do. And we went to Sunday, and you know what? Ended up being an absolutely gorgeous day. I mean, nobody does parades better than the city of New Orleans. It's like Christmas and Mardi Gras coming together. I walked in the parade with the high-flying balloons, got to see our kiddos, our families, our staff members, the whole community, people coming from around the country for this parade. I think there was about 200,000 people lining the route. And if you think about what's happened, it's only our fourth year doing this parade, and it's already been voted fifth best holiday parade in the country, beating out the Macy's Thanksgiving holiday parade. So just gives you a sense of how much this has grown. What a joy it was to be out there, and just couldn't say more positive things about it. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, Manning's Children is used to pivoting, right? You deal with a lot of uncertainty a lot of times, and it seems as though execution pulled it off again.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, what other city in the country could be like, you know what, this parade's not going to work out on Saturday. We're going to shift to Sunday, make it happen in a day. And I think that just also says how much this hospital and this mission, 70-year mission, means to this community is, hey, this is how we kick off the holiday season. This is how we celebrate this amazing mission, the only freestanding comprehensive children's hospital for the great state of Louisiana, caring for our community, caring for our kids, that we pivoted, and it was just an absolute joy yesterday.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, Join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So, Lou, obviously the needs are great. And, you know, folks are participating, obviously, during the Christmas season. But there's opportunities to participate in other times of the year. How can folks get involved at Children's Hospital?
Yeah, absolutely, Newell. I mean, the easiest way is just go to our website, manningchildrens.org. Right there, it makes it easy for you to give. Every dollar goes to the mission. Every dollar goes to save a life, to change a life. You know, kiddos like our little NICU graduate, Margot, who was there to light up the season. You know, thanks to Mrs. Jessica Brandt there sponsoring that whole radiothon. We had little Margot there to flip the switch. She's 2 years old, and she's one of our NICU graduates. Spent 9 months in that NICU. She came to us at just 1 pound. And she left 9 months later as a 14-pound chunky little baby, now thriving, all thanks to the amazing physicians and care teams there. So that's the kind of stuff we celebrate here. It's the kind of things we do. So it was just a joy.
Yeah, you know, Lou, and I know, Jessica, you've had the opportunity to talk to some of the parents of the kids. I mean, and they tell the story. I got choked up during one of the stories. You can't help but get choked up. And, you know, just so many different things that fall into place in the recovery, and you see the child in front of you, you hear the story, and then the child walks up, and it's like, oh my God, you know, it's just not what you expect, and the child is just thriving, and no one at first thought that that would ever happen, but here it is, front and center, and you know, it's just incredible to have that experience. And I'm sure, Jessica, you've had that over and over and over again.
Absolutely. Remember, Newell, a year and a half ago, my granddaughter, my second granddaughter that was born under a pound. And because of the miraculous work from the doctors at Children, and even over the doctors go to the Lakeside Hospital also, the miraculous work that they did, my Addie is now a year and a half. She is just, she is a little chunk ball, and she is incredible. She's been through many surgeries. She's been through eye surgery, heart surgery. She was on a lung intubated for 6 months. But these doctors saved her life, and they're incredible. They are absolutely incredible. And I look around at some of the other families that go through the same thing, and you pray morning, noon, and night that your baby survives. But when you're at Children's Hospital, at Manning's Children's Hospital, you know that there's no better care than anywhere in this world than you can get right there.
No doubt. So now's the time we're going to allow you, Jessica Brandt, to do the honors of announcing the grand total of this year's Radiothon. Take it away.
Thank you, New Orleans, because this year we've raised over $172,000 in our 3 days. That and is $20,000 more than we did last year.
So a 10%, over a 10% increase from last year. So that's absolutely incredible. And, you know, Lou, I know every little bit helps, and we had donors from $5 to $5, $10, $15,000. I mean, people stepping up. It was really quite an event, and really excited. I mean, economic times are tough out there, so it even means more to me, because I recognize and realize what families are going through, but we've always punched above our weight in this city in giving.
You know, you're absolutely right, Newell. I mean, I think the community realizes the amazing work that happens, like Jessica was talking about. I mean, what these doctors, what these care teams do, the problems that impact the children of our community become our problems. And your Children's Hospital is running towards those problems, saving lives, changing lives. Every dollar that you give goes to that mission. And again, I just can't say thank you enough to our community, to your listeners, to Jessica Brandt, to you, Newell, for what you guys have done, sharing our story, giving. You allow this magical work to happen. You give lives back, futures back, And I'm just so proud to be part of this organization, so proud of our physicians and our care teams and our community. Thank you so much.
And I think we have one other revenue source yet to be counted, and that's the benefits from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that's still out there, and that will add to this as well because they have been very gracious too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's coming up. So they are contributing $1 from every ticket sale, so that is going to go to the mission as well. So that's always such an amazing event. So I encourage everybody to go out and buy a ticket, go out to it. My wife and I, when we got married, we actually got married right after Christmas. We walked down the aisle to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra music. So super excited about that.
You always do it in a big way, Lou. What can I say, huh?
Yeah.
Lou, who did this run, folks, you got to go look that up. What is it called again, Lou?
The Leadville 100 Trail Run. We ran 100 miles across the Rockies, and every mile carried the name of one of our kiddos. 100 miles, 100 kids, one mission. It was absolutely amazing.
Folks, you gotta look that up on the website to see just how torturous that run truly is. I've been to Leadville. You can hardly breathe just crossing the street there, much less running. And congratulations to all of y'all. Ms. Brandt, thank you so much for your leadership with the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation and all that y'all bring to Children's Hospital. And obviously, Lou, congratulations to you and the incredible team at Manning's Children's Hospital. And it looked like Archie had a good time with our sports guys the afternoon of Wednesday. I was watching some of it. They were having a blast.
That was great. Well, thank you guys so much. Jessica, we love you. Newell, thank you so much for always being one of our biggest fans.
It is our pleasure. Have a happy holiday, both of y'all. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.